to say a very good afternoon to Mr. Johnny Depp. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm peachy. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Did you have fun last night, the premiere?
Yeah, it was eventful.
Yeah, I don't think Leicester Square has had that level of screaming for a good while.
Yeah.
Your new film, Public Enemies, can I tell you what it's about, please, if that's okay?
Yes, please, I haven't seen it.
Okay, you haven't?
No.
I heard this and I was like, he must have seen it by now.
No.
Okay, well, let me tell you what it's about then. John Dillinger, played by you, Johnny Depp, mm-hmm. is public enemy number one to the FBI, that is. The public love him. For them, he's their outlaw turned hero. But will agent Melvin Purvis, played by Christian Bale, manage to get one step ahead to catch the gangsters and save his own career? Fancy going to see it?
I'd see that.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, from the roles that you've played throughout your career, this one's obviously based on a real-life person. Do you approach that differently as opposed to, you know, fictional characters that you've played? It's a different type of, I don't know, preparation.
Yeah, there's a deeper sense of responsibility, you know, when you're playing a real-life human, you know, that existed. You, even though they're not around anymore, you want to do them justice. You know, especially with a guy like Dillinger.
Does that involve you, you know, kind of reading all everything that is around about him, watching old footage of him, you know, and things like that?
It's like, you know, it's becoming a sponge and kind of sopping up as much of him and his existence that you can, and then taking that and transferring it into, you know, whatever the character is, because there's no real audio of John Dillinger. I mean, what it became for me was the key was understanding the relationship between Dillinger's upbringing and my family's upbringing, which was not too dissimilar.
Mm. It's an amazing cast, and I don't know, in terms of a director and someone that you know is your boss pretty much for the time that you're making the film, what do they have to do to get the best out of Johnny Depp? What does a director have to do?
Well, I mean, what Michael did was provided the perfect sort of, in terms of available stimulus, he provided the perfect backdrop. He gave us, when I had to escape from Crown Point Jail, Michael Mann provided Crown Point Jail, not a soundstage. You know, it was the very doors and the very escape route that John Dillinger took when he split and escaped with that wooden gun. When we had the shootout at Little Bohemia in Wisconsin, he provided that place. So, I mean, in terms of being detail oriented and impassioned about the historical sort of gravity, Michael was a real gift.
Goes about the whole thing about authenticity as well, isn't it? It's amazing.
Mm.
So you haven't seen the film. Is this something that you've done, you know, since you started acting, that you've never watched your films, or is it a recent thing? Or
I've always kind of tried to avoid them as much as possible.
Just don't like watching yourself on screen, or
I just prefer the experience. You know, I really like the experience. I like the process. I like doing the work, but then, you know, I mean, if I got to see myself, I mean, I don't like to see the thing become the product, I suppose.
Yeah, I like to, I watched John Letterman, actually, and you said once the job's done on the film, it's none of your business.
Well, it's really true, you know, once they say, all right, you're wrapped on the film, it really is none of your business, you know. The director's going to take that performance or whatever options you gave him and the editor and they're going to do with it what they want.
But you are a film fan, so do you watch other films? What kind of things have you seen recently that you've liked?
You know, I mean, truth be told, I don't watch too many recent films.
Really?
No, not so much. I like old films. I like watching old, like, Humphrey Bogart movies and stuff. But in terms of films I'm looking forward to, I am looking forward to seeing Bruno.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about Sasha, because you obviously worked together on Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. He's someone that I admire greatly and someone I consider a very good friend.
Yeah, no one can create a character quite as well as he is and stay in it for so long.
No, I know. It's a burden. Bless him.
you're in the UK at the moment, and Did you film, have you finished filming Alice in Wonderland in kind of Devon and Cornwall, I believe, is that right?
Yeah, but my bits were in, we filmed all that stuff in Los Angeles.
Okay.
All on sound stages, surrounded by green things, green screen, green things, green people. Yeah, it's all done, and now it's up to Tim. You know, he's just doing what he has
to do.
His
magic.
Yeah, but it was great fun, and I believe a character that I think that people will enjoy. I hope.
We've seen the stills, a few stills from the film, and it looks absolutely incredible. Just a marvelous creation.
Isn't he?
Yeah. Not doesn't like to go over the top at all.
No.
What do you like? What do you like about being here in Britain? What do you like about
being here?
Yeah, in the UK and coming and spending time here.
Oh, everything. Everything. There isn't one negative aspect. No, I love it here. I've been coming here for so long, and I have certainly a lot of friends here, but I feel comfortable here. There's on every level. I mean, the humour, there's a sort of joviality that exists here that I appreciate.
Like to step into. I've got some listener questions for you, if that's okay.
Sure.
Rachel from Wiltshire says, apart from acting, is there a job you've always wanted to try?
I've wanted to try. I've done a lot of jobs, you know. I mean, I did a lot of things besides acting. I used to screen print T-shirts. I worked construction. I worked. I had to go down and climb down into sewer lines. I sold ink pens over the telephone. In terms of job that I've wanted to try, I wouldn't say it's a job, but I mean, I like playing music and I like painting. So,
or creativity.
Anything to occupy the brain.
Lex in Bedford wants to know, what time of the day do you most enjoy? I love that question.
What time of the day?
Yeah, what's your favourite time of the day?
Oh, it's got to be either super early morning, where it's the transition from dark to light, or evening, where it's the transition from light to dark.
Yeah, we've just come back from Glastonbury this weekend, and that transition from day to night is just the most beautiful sight ever.
Yeah,
especially at a music
festival. Magic hour, yeah.
Yeah, especially a music festival when one of your favourite bands is playing. It's just, it doesn't get better.
Did you see Bat for Lashes?
I did.
How was it?
It was incredible. I saw them just after Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and I've got a little bit of a romance for Karen O. Oh, she's amazing. But Natasha was brilliant. She had a great set.
She's amazing. I think that record is a real masterpiece, that Two Sons record.
Yeah, we're big fans. We loved Daniel as well, just that track, and it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
But yeah, she got a huge crowd, and they were all dancing around on stage in sequence and having little bells, and it was just a really great, in a weird way, kind of in that whole sort of Burton-esque thing of, creating a really incredible, slightly, otherly world atmosphere.
Yeah.
It was, she's a very talented lady.
She's very ethereal, and yeah. She's wonderful.
Jane and Kev want to know, did you really leave that enormous tip recently of over $2,000?
Well, I mean, if you think of it as cumulative, the guy who spewed about the fact that we left that tip was basically, it was a the end of an era, if you will, and we decided to hit the guy pretty good so that he felt good about his work.
Show your appreciation.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
People underestimate how hard people in the service industry work, I think.
Well, that's the deal. My mom was a waitress, so I'm a real sucker in that sense.
Yeah, I grew up in a hotel, so I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
You're associated with lots of projects that are, rumoured to be happening and things. Is anything going to happen with any of these? Pirates 4, is it happening? Do you know? Do you want to do it?
Pirates 4, what is happening right now basically is they've put outlines together, the writers, and now they're going to put a screenplay together, and we'll see how it looks.
Brilliant.
And if it's great, why not? I would love to have the opportunity to get into Captain Jack's boots again. It would be fun,
Definitely. I think it's probably one of the most popular fancy dress outfits for Halloween now, thanks to you. Everybody wants to dress up as Captain Jack, the girls and the boys.
I do it every day at my house.
Do you still like to play guitar? Do you play a lot at home? Do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, non-stop, yeah.
Because you played with Oasis in the past, didn't you, on one of the tracks on Be Here Now?
Yeah, I did have I was sort of blessed with the opportunity to play a couple of tracks with Oasis.
Do you still keep in touch with them?
In fact, I think I heard Noel was coming last night, but I didn't see him. But every now and again, you know. I mean, I still play as much as possible. Like, mm-hmm. I think I might play on Patti Smith's next record.
A bit,
you know, a song or something.
Yeah, I'm just going to drop in the studio and hang out with Patti Smith. Brilliant. We were talking about Oasis, to say goodbye to you, and thank you so much for your time, by the way.
No, thank you.
We've got three Oasis tracks, and we'd like you to pick one, and we'll play it to bid you farewell. So they are Live Forever from Definitely Maybe, Don't Look Back in Anger from What's the Story, and from the album you played on, Stand By Me.
Wonderful.
Which one would you like?
I think you have to go with the first.
Stand By Me?
No,
Live Forever.
Live Forever, yeah.
Johnny, thank you so much. And I love Public Enemies, and I cannot wait
thank
for
you.
Alice in Wonderland. Have a great day and enjoy the rest of your time here.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
I'll see you next time.
Yeah, definitely. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.